Radio Gorgeous, the sexy station where you'll only hear the female voice. Your favourite romantic character from fiction that we might know, a male or a female character?
I'm Fiona Harper, and I think I am a sucker for Mr. Rochester from Jane Eyre, because he's just so wonderfully wounded, and, you know, but human, with a good heart, really. Yeah. inside, although he does some of the wrong things, so yeah, he's my favourite.
My name is Hazel Osman, and I like romantic comedies. I like, as a female character, I like Becky Sharp out of Vanity Fair by William Thackeray, because she has no morals. She's not even pretending to be moral, and I love her. She's not a hypocrite. She's surrounded by hypocrites, and she just goes for it. I love her. And someone who made me want to write is, this is very weird, I used to read the Just Williams stories, and it was my first experience that a woman writer could be funny.
Well, my name's Liz Harris. I'm published with Chocolate. I have two titles in paperback and two in Kindle only. My titles are The Road Back, which won the US Coffee Time Romance Book of the Year 2012, and my book that came out a year later, A Bargain Struck, set in Wyoming 1887, is shortlisted for the Festival of Romance Best Historical Read. I'm also shortlisted tonight with one of my Kindle books, The Art of Deception, Best Romantic Short Read. So it's my second year here, because I was shortlisted last year as well. And it's a pleasure to come back, because it's one of the few chances we get to meet readers. And that is such a nice experience, just to talk to them, to find out what they like reading, get to know them. And it's a pleasure to be able to do that. America is streaks ahead of Britain in this. And this is almost in its infancy that authors come out to meet readers in the way we are. But I go also to the Romantic Times Book Lovers Convention. I was in Kansas City, and I'll be in New Orleans having fun. They do it magnificently, and I think we're learning from them, to the benefit of the authors in England and also to the benefit of the readers in England who want to know what's out there to read. That's really good.
Fantastic, and good luck tonight.
Thank you very much.
Fingers crossed.
Well, mine will be, one hand will be on my wine, and the other hand, my fingers will be trying to cross single-handed.
cross.
Yes, thank you.
Well, good luck. We'll find out what happens
thank
later.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Jenny Barden. I'm published by Ebury Press. I have a book called The Lost Duchess, nominated for the Best Historical Read Award. And last year, my debut, Mistress of the Sea, was nominated for the same award, so I've been shortlisted twice. It's my second year at the Festival of Romance, and I'm pleased to say that this year I'm really enjoying myself. The festival is growing, there are more readers than ever, it's gathering momentum, snowballing, and it's a very happy occasion for everyone involved, so really loving it.
And how did you get into writing historical romance fiction?
It's a subject that I find absolutely fascinating. My period is the Elizabethan. First book was about the first success that Francis Drake had against the Spanish in the Caribbean, so a very early Pirates of the Caribbean. And the book that I've just finished is about Walter Raleigh's attempt to found the first English colony in America. Those subjects have absolutely fascinated me. What I've done, and this is sort of my little take on the fiction of, on the history of the period, is to introduce a woman into these quite male-dominated adventures, and to have a love story at the heart of the epic adventures that are involved at the core of these. So it's a period that's absolutely fascinating. English Renaissance, time of Shakespeare and Bacon and great adventurers. And I like to put myself in the thick of it and take my readers there with me.
A rollicking read.
Rollicking romps.
Rollicking romps in history. Excellent. And also, your novels are set in America as well.
Well, my latest one, A Bargain Struck, is set in Wyoming, 1887. And I actually went to Wyoming to research it, which was brilliant. I had the most wonderful time. I have an article coming out in Wyoming Lifestyle in the beginning of the year, the new year. So that should be interesting, along with photographs. But I used to live in America. Some years ago, I lived in California for 6 years, and I feel I'm an honorary American. I love the country so much.
We'll take you.
Yes, thank you very much. You keep on taking me. I go to New York.
You've accepted me here. Well, we'll take you.
Yeah. I want to come too.
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
No,
I
also love the States.
Yes.
Because the most recent book, set in Island of Roanoke, now in North Carolina, of course, then it was Virginia. And this story, I think it absolutely bridges the history of English history when England was really emerging from the darkness into the light of expansion and really growing as a world power. And America was the great land of the unknown, only recently discovered by Europeans and seen as another Eden by early English adventurers. So wonderful to set a work of fiction in that context.
Mine was slightly more modest in scope in that I just love the American West. I had this idea of a really nice, good-looking, dishy homesteader, second-generation homesteader.
We like a rancher.
That's it. Yeah. And in need of a wife, because his wife sadly had died a year earlier and his daughter was going to school. Now she was 8 and she'd been helping do things around the house, do a woman's work. But now Bridget was going to school, he had to get a wife. And I just thought that was so romantic. And I knew from reading a lot about American West that it was quite common to have mail order brides. And so I thought, right, I give Con McGuire a mail order bride and then I see what happens.
It's Hot Little House on the Prairie.
Yes, indeed. They were plagued by locusts, but they had their other problems. And it's a very romantic period, I think. It was a lovely period to set the story, and it was lovely to go, actually. I went in the same footsteps. I followed the path taken by Eleanor Sullivan from Rawlins to Bags. She went by stagecoach. I went in air-conditioned car. I got out at the stagecoach stop, which is marked in Bags, and I breathed the air she breathed. I stood on the ground she stood on, and I burst into tears.
Oh.
I felt so emotional, and my husband said, "Oh, not again."
You identify very much with your with the characters you've created.
You can't help it. I kept on thinking, she saw this. How did she find the sagebrush? And what did she
feel?
How did
she find the Kmart?
Yes, indeed. It's very exciting to do what your characters do.
Yeah,
it was a thrill. And I made excellent contacts in the museums, and my publishers, American distributors, have sent copies of the novel to several museums and to Old Trail Town Cody and to a wonderful lady in a bookshop in Lander who, because my husband, who was outside, was getting impatient at how long I was talking with her and looking at the books, he put his head round the door and said, "Are you coming soon?" She sent me out to him with a bag of homemade cookies to keep him quiet. So we've sent her a book to say thank you. So it was memorable.
Yeah.
And some of the people I've met are now Facebook friends.
Oh, wonderful.
So it was an amazing research trip. I found the answers to things I needed to know. Trivia, such as the outhouse. Was it an elaborate porta-potty deluxe inside, or what was the
Not
system?
Not so much.
I stayed on the ranch for the first few days. Yeah. I asked the wrangler exactly what happened, and he told me.
Yeah.
Well, it's one line in my novel, but I needed to know.
So, you just needed to talk to that rancher, didn't you?
It was pretty cool. Not that I noticed it. We were riding at the foot of the Rockies, and I was looking, of course, at the scenery. Not as his broad shoulders, his blue eyes.
His tapered waist.
His sun-streaked hair.
Dear reader, she did not meet her husband.
No, I didn't notice any of that. My mind was on higher things.
Of course. It's all for the work.
It was terrific. Terrific.
Excellent. Well, good luck tonight, and
thank
we'll catch up
much.
Afterwards.
It just shows romantic novelists are very nice people.
Yeah.
We are competing in the same category, and we're great friends. We're just happy if our friends win. It would be nice if it was us, and if it's not, if it's our friend, we're happy.
Exactly. Yeah. Excellent. Wow, good luck.
Thank you very much.
And thank you.
Thank you for interviewing us.
I'm Fiona Harper, and I write contemporary romance.
And what are you doing here at the Festival of Romance?
Selling, buying?
I did a reading this morning at the Coffee and Cake event. I've been at the Romance Fair, and I'm shortlisted for one of the awards tonight.
Fantastic. Which award?
Best Short Romance.
Exciting. Are you nervous? Got a little butterflies going on.
I haven't
on.
Actually even thought about it that much, because that's get the nervous. Best way to no, not get nervous. It's to just pretend that it's not happening.
The ostrich and then you don't... way.
Yeah. In the it works for me.
Well, good luck tonight. We'll catch up with you after.
I'm Sophie Pembroke. I also write contemporary romance, and I'm also shortlisted for the award tonight. The same...
Oh yeah. No, there's
going to
be a cat fight.
No, it's fine. I just assume Fiona's going to win. It's easy.
You're going to win.
I got to buy a new dress. I'm happy as we are.
Exactly. We're all going to look pretty. That's the important Absolutely. Part. And you did a reading.
I did at the Royal Baby Shower.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Are you both published?
Yes.
Yeah, excited.
We're both with Mills and Dean.
I have heard it's actually really difficult to get published by them. Everyone thinks, oh, I'm just going to write a Mills and Boone.
They
you know.
Receive a couple of thousand manuscripts a year, and they publish maybe 10.
That's wow. All right, well, good luck tonight, ladies. We're all going to go off and get pretty.
Radio Gorgeous supports women. Women support Radio Gorgeous.
Here with Kate Allen, the founder of the Festival of Romance.
Thank you. Thank you so much for coming.
Yes, we're enjoying ourselves very much. Today we had the fair, the Romance Fair. Tell us what everyone else did. I know what we did. What did everyone else do? We had readings. We had...
Yeah, we had about 45 authors in the Romance Fair. We had a mixture of pink and green lighting. We had books being signed. I saw a lot of people coming in. People really have travelled long distances to come and come take part in the festival. But also, people were a bit curious and coming off the street. So they're out in town for their shopping, and they thought, what's going on in there? Looks a bit lively. So they've come in and been... surprised, and they didn't rush out again, so far as I could see. No. So that's the main thing. So I think we're trying to evangelise fiction, you know, say to people that books are exciting and you know, interesting and diverse. You know, come in and meet all these authors. Where else can you potentially talk to dozens of authors all in the same room, all writing different things? So you know, that try to create that exciting buzz.
But I also think for the authors, it was exciting because people are having so many different models of publishing.
Yes.
There was a lot of people, you know, sharing their stories with each other of self-publishing and how they're marketing themselves and mm-hmm. with publishing deals and, you know, with traditional publishing. So that was kind of exciting.
It is a very good opportunity for authors to get together. So we're sat at the moment in a sort of semi-quiet area of one of the hotels, and I can see couple of groups of authors, bit of downtime now before stuff kicks off again, you know, probably comparing notes. And it's rare to have that chance to be face to face and over a glass of wine, over coffee. How are you being published? What are the opportunities? There's different publishing models now. There's authors that have always been published with big publishers thinking, actually, for this book I'm going to publish it myself, I might go with a smaller publisher. And there's people coming the other way, so they maybe publish themselves, but they're wondering, you know, perhaps there's better opportunities elsewhere, but you know, where might those be? So authors need to be a lot more probably business minded. I'm not sure if that's the right word, but they need to think about options and not just, I think the days when perhaps you're offered a publishing contract and, you know, a publisher would take you out, give you a glass of champagne, you just signed it without really reading it. Probably those days are over, but people have got to think about, you know, what they want out of being an author and, you know, what the possibilities are.
Yeah, absolutely. And then tonight, we're going to get all gussied up.
Yes.
And we're going to be giving out a couple of awards. What awards are going to be given out tonight after we have cocktails and dinner? Little dancing around handbags, of course, obviously.
We have the Romance Reader Awards, which are read by a panel of readers. Okay, so it's volunteer readers. They have to love reading to volunteer, and they all love it. I know, because most of them come back, come back again year after year. We're going to award the best romantic read of the year, the best historical read, the best ebook only, and we're going to hand those out. So these are books that readers have really picked out from as being, so that'll be exciting. We know the shortlists, but we're going to know who the winners are. Also, what we want to do at the festival is recognise innovation and excellence in publishing. So we're going to award some awards to publishers, literary agents, romance bloggers, people who really drive the industry and are pushing it forward. We want to recognise them.
Oh, wonderful.
And that's then...
Nice giving back. Yeah, I like
yeah,
that.
We want to say, look, you know, you're doing what we think that we want you to do. You know, you're going where we want you to go. So towards the end of the awards, we're keeping the excitement to last, is we will be giving out publishing contracts. So this is the Piatkus Entice Winner Publishing Contract Competition, and the thrill of somebody being told, you haven't just won a writing prize, you've actually got a publisher who wants to take you, put you out there, start your career for you as a new author, back you, is one of the most thrilling moments for any author, and somebody is going to learn that this evening. I can't wait. Everybody in the room, whether they've been an author for 25 years or whether they've been in publishing for ages, that thrill of it's, you know, there's your first kiss, and there's the day you get married, it's the day you have your baby. These are all the big points in life. When you're an author, the day you get your first publishing contract, and we're doing that live, so that's the amazing thing. Yeah,
we've had the three finalists on Radio Gorgeous, so we've spoken to all of them, so we're
fantastic.
Really excited to find out who is the winner this evening.
Brilliant.
Excellent. Thank you so much. We'll see you when we have our faces are on.
Yes.
Cool.
Thanks so much. Thank you.
Unfortunately, neither of those lovely ladies won the Reader Award for Best Historical Read. However, I can reveal that Charlotte Betts, former Radio Gorgeous guest, won in that category for The Spice Merchant's Wife. I can also let you know that Fiona Harper did win the Reader Award for Best Short Romantic Novel, and Sophie Pembroke was very happy for her, as she said she would be. I can also tell you that Radio Gorgeous guest Tracy Bloom won the Reader Award for Best Author Published for No One Ever Has Sex on a Tuesday. Let's go all out and prove her wrong. But last, and by no means least, I can finally reveal the winner of the Piatkus Entice Writing Competition, who has won a one-book ebook deal. And that is Christine King. And she was pleased as punch. And we sat with her at dinner, and she was absolutely thrilled and enjoyed herself thoroughly. And she's looking forward to knuckling down and getting to work. Here she is to tell us what it means to her. Here she is to tell us what it means to her to have won.
What does it mean to your life to have won the competition?
Well, it's basically, it's a dream come true. It's something I've always wanted to write. Over the last few years, I've scribbled away at short stories and my manuscripts and novels, and never thought I would get any further than just writing my ideas down on paper and hopefully getting a couple of short stories published in magazines. Such a prestigious award. I am just absolutely thrilled to it. Like I said, it's a dream come true.
So do you feel validated as a writer now? Do you say, I Christine King, am a writer?
Yes, absolutely. I really, really do. It's a really strange feeling. You know, I said to my partner, things like this don't happen to people like me. And he said, what do you mean? He said, you're a writer. You're as good as anybody else in this room. You know, you've got to start believing in yourself a little bit more. And I thought, well, yes, he's right. You know, my book is going to be published. Some of their books are being published. And it's an absolutely awesome feeling. It really is.
Fantastic. That is really, really wonderful.
So here I am at the Festival of Romance drinks party, which is really exciting. I'm here because Piatkus Entice has invited us here, and we are the media sponsors to their competition. We've had an absolutely fascinating day meeting romantic novelists, and we found out that romantic can mean anything. It's just a genre really saying it's women writing. Even though we have met one man, he's a journalist, but he does write romantic novels. So he can't be on Radio Gorgeous, of course, because you'll only hear the female voice on air. But I'm going to ask some ladies, women, girls today, who is your most inspiring romantic figure in fiction ever, male or female? Here we go.
I'm Charlotte Betts, and I suppose it's horribly cliched, but I was always in love with Mr. Darcy, and I'm afraid he does. I model a lot of my heroes on him. I think there's just something so wonderful about his quiet strength. That's what I'm looking for. Okay. And I have to fall in love with my heroes.
My name is Hazel Osman and I write romantic comedies.
I'm Sophie Pembroke, and my favourite would be Alex Randall from Shadow of the Moon by MMK. He is honourable and romantic and, in the end, the best romantic hero I've ever read.
My name's Philippa Ashley, and I also write as Pippa Croft. I write contemporary romance, and I actually started writing purely because of John Thornton from North and South, the Mrs. Gaskell novels. I'd never written a word of fiction until I watched the BBC series North and South. I don't know what happened to me, but I was inspired to write my first ever piece of fiction, which was kind of fan fiction. I posted it on the internet, met loads of other fans of the programme, and that's what got me started writing fiction. And actually Hazel Osmond over there, she's from the same fan site and she started in the same way. I started off with a massive crush on, actually not the John Thornton of the novel, but the Richard Armitage portrayal in the series. Because the novel, probably not as exciting as the series, but I mean, I've moved on from that really, but that was the catalyst for me to start discovering I actually liked reading and writing romantic fiction.
My name's Jane Lovering. I write romantic comedy, contemporary and paranormals. And I think I'd have to say my fictional hero would be Zaphod Beeblebrox from The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. He's very much like the heroes I write. He's completely off the wall. He's very beta hero. He's quite a coward, quite pathetic, but ultimately, he's just so cool. I think everybody deserves a crack of the whip. There's too much alpha male, you know, I rape you because I love you kind of hero. And I write the men that are almost so wet you could wring them out. They are real, they are kind, they are genuine, and you can imagine that they would fall in love with you. I write heroes that you can imagine, yeah, actually, he probably might find me attractive. I've written one of the first English vampire novels, my Vampire State of Mind. Very British humour, very British characters. If vampires really were real, how would we deal with them? Well, we'd do a lot of filing. There'd be an awful lot of admin, wouldn't there? And a lot of tea and biscuits would be drunk and eaten. And that's how I deal with it. That's my take on comedy, really, and romance.
My name is Sue Welfare. And I'd be really hard-pressed to find any of the men. I'm inspired by so many of them. Classic heroes, but also film and television. I think an awful lot of readers now look at film and are inspired by them. I like the black and white guys, you know, the 1940s and 50s. Yeah. I used to adore Alan Ladd until I discovered he was only 5'2", which is a great tragedy. Yeah. So when I look to create a hero, I tend to look at those film greats, people like Cary Grant, people like Fred Astaire, who's really unusual. But can you imagine dancing with him? Can you imagine spending an evening with him? I imagine his charming company. Or Boris Karloff. So I like weird men, really. My latest book is called Cooking Up a Storm, and it's an absolute classic, wounded, tall, lovely boy hero. Needy man cub, I think, is probably the best description of him. Somebody who needs a good woman to sort him out. I think that strong women with lots of drive, what they're actually looking for is men with even stronger drives. I have strong women friends who've ended up attracting weak men. And we want men who still treat us as women, who still appreciate our femininity, but who are our match, don't we? We want a nice balance.
Lovely to meet you today.
And
have
you.
A great evening.
And you look absolutely stunning.
Oh, thank you so much.
As soon as you came in, I thought, what a fantastic outfit. You look gorgeous.
Oh, gorgeous is the word. Thank you so much.
Josephine here from Radio Gorgeous. Hope you've loved our feature on the Festival of Romance. We really want to know who you love, who you adore, who you secretly fantasize about in fiction. Please do let us know. You can leave a message on our website. We always have a comments box. Contact us directly on info@radiogorgeous.com, or you can let us know on Twitter @_radiogorgeous. However, darling, you're just always welcome. We want to hear from you. This is a Radio Gorgeous production, created for Radio Gorgeous by RadioGorgeous.com. Thanks for listening.
Where the mountains meet the heavens above.
follow us on Twitter, radio_gorgeous. Lots of love, darlings. Mwah.